Here's a story of the big money and high stakes of media mergers. The Trump administration filed a lawsuit on Monday to block AT&T's $85 billion bid to buy Time Warner. The Justice Department's top antitrust regulator said that deal would, quote, harm American consumers by combining one of the country's biggest internet and subscription television providers with a telecom giant. Now, AT&T's general counsel said the company plans to challenge the Justice Department in court. Meanwhile, some people are wondering whether President Trump's very public disdain for CNN, which is a Time Warner company, has anything to do with his administration moving to block the deal. Lena Khan is director of legal policy at the Open Markets Institute and a visiting fellow with Yale Law School. I spoke with her today to get a better sense of why the Justice Department is objecting to this expensive merger.
The Justice Department in its brief said that the main harms here are that consumers will face higher prices and less choice, and that ultimately this move will squash innovation and kind of stunt the development of the industry. So I think consumers should expect to see higher prices. They should expect to see their bill go up. And that can happen for a couple of reasons. One is that AT&T, because it will own Time Warner, can start charging rival distributors way more for the same content. So it can, you know, discriminate against rival distributors by hiking the price for Time Warner. Now, the important thing to know about Time Warner is that many of the channels that it owns are considered must-have channels. So this includes many of the Turner networks, but it also includes HBO. And both AT&T DirecTV and its internal filings have noted that acquiring this kind of must-have TV would basically mean that they'd be able to hold their rivals hostage and basically just put a gun to their head and say, you know, in order to have these must-carry channels, you have to pay us triple, quadruple, whatever amount for the same content.
Is this proposed deal between AT&T and Time Warner fundamentally different from the merger in between NBC and Comcast? That deal was allowed to go through by the Obama administration. And given that it was, is there a justification to block this one?
I think there is a justification for it to block one. You know, there are some differences on margins. That was a slightly smaller deal. But at the end of the day, these are exactly analogous deals in many key ways. I think in part, the difference we see here is a difference in philosophy. So the Obama administration believed that even if you have a merger that is anti-competitive, that is problematic, it's okay to allow it to go through if you attach what are known as conduct remedies or behavioral remedies. So you're basically saying to the new merged company, listen, we recognize you're going to be amassing a lot of power, but just promise us you're not going to abuse that power and we'll let this go through. Whereas what the Trump administration is doing is they're showing a belief in structural remedies where they're going to look at this new company and say, we see the power that you'll be acquiring and we think you'll have the incentive and ability to use that power in abusive ways and we're not going to permit that. So we're going to require you to spin off certain businesses so that you no longer are structurally positioned to have the incentive and the ability to abuse this power.
Well, Lena, the mechanics and the legalities of antitrust are certainly going to be a big part of this, but politics hovers over this entire deal. There's suspicion here that the extra scrutiny that the Trump administration is lording on this deal, in fact, the effort to block the sale has its origins in President Trump's vendetta against CNN, which is, of course, a Time Warner company. A lot of that is political speculation, but does it have a bearing on the actual case if it gets before a judge?
I have no doubt that that's something that AT&T will be playing up to the court. I'm sure, you know, already we've seen AT&T attempt to portray the DOJ's action as ludicrous and unprecedented and suggest pretty overtly that this is being driven by the personal vendetta of the president rather than by following the rule of law. So I have no doubt that that's something that AT&T will invoke in its legal case. And I think, you know, the good thing here is that this is not just a unilateral action by the Justice Department. This is an action by the Justice Department to file a case that will be reviewed by an independent judiciary. So I think if we believe that the judiciary can act as a check and, you know, ensure that there's no improper influence driving this decision, that, you know, we have a safeguard built in here in that way.
Lena Khan with the Open Markets Institute. Lena, thanks a lot.
Thanks.